Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Addis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ebba St. Clair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Hiller. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Frank Hiller. And now, play ball. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat, who is chasing the ball. Torgerson reaches third base with a triple. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. St. Clair settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on St. Clair. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Addis moves to second. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Addis scores. Logan moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors fields the ball and throws to Hiller covering. Safe. Logan scores. St. Clair moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartsfield strikes out. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Braves. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sauer moves to second. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Addis. Connors reaches second base with a double. Sauer scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 5-1, Braves. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. Connors moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Braves. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. St. Clair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs too. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartsfield hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dubiel, and towards Mixas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 0-for-1 in the game. Dubiel strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixas hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops it up and throws to first, with Dubiel covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eva St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. St. Clair hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sparn strikes out. 1 out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartsfield is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jethro hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Connors takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. 2 outs. Bruce Edwards pinch hits for Smokey Burgess. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connors moves to second. Bob Ramazzotti pinch hits for Monk Dubiel. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Bob Kelly now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Torgerson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors throws to second for 1, and Smalley throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Elliott scores. Addis moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Logan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Logan reaches second base with a double. Addis scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Braves. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. St. Clair hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sibby Sisti now playing third base. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixas hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sparn. Baumholtz moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Sauer scores. It's 7-4, Braves. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Connors hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops it up and throws to first, with Kelly covering, for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 4 in the game. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartsfield. The throw from Owen and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jethro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Bob Kelly. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 4 in the game. Mixas strikes out. St. Clair drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mixas out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.